Crittenden County's coming off of a season-opening victory over Todd Central.
Today's podcast is brought to you by YTG Insurance at 113 West Gum Street in Marion, Kentucky. That's Yarbrough, Tabor, and Goodwin Insurance Company. Stop and see Tanner, Joe, Lejean, or Patty for all of your insurance needs.
35-14. Coach Starnes, this is a nice way to start the season.
Yeah, it's a great way, Chris. You know, we're pleased with the win in the manner in which it happened. But, you know, we're not completely satisfied because I think we have room for improvement. And we're going to challenge the kids this week to improve in their technique and get better because, you know, as we said before, you know, you can make mistakes and still win a ball game, and it's okay. But it's going to come a time where you make mistakes and you can't win that ball game, and it's not okay. And we've got to prepare ourselves for those times. And you know, I want the kids to understand that I don't want to be satisfied with the win. I want us to be pleased with it. I want us to be thankful that we got the win. It was a good win for us in the manner in which it happened. But there's some room for improvement. I want to make sure that they understand that.
Todd Central wasn't a bad football team. I think we wore them down even late in the first half and especially second half and really took advantage of the fact that our kids were in better condition and you had played more, and that's something you talked about in the preseason is platooning. It really showed this first game, didn't it?
Yeah, it showed, and you know, it showed that we have the need to play more kids because I don't think that we played enough kids, rotated them and got substitutions and stuff like that. So we're still looking to make sure that we can put kids in there and get you know, get 15, 20 plays a game instead of 6 or 7 plays, and that's what we're looking for. But it was a good way for us to start. I felt like our kids were in better shape. We were well conditioned. I didn't think that we got tired or worn out, and I thought that Todd County did. But I can tell you that was the game plan going in. We saw the scrimmage with Hopkins Central, and we saw where the big guys were playing both ways, and they were getting tired and they were wearing out. So our game plan was early in the game to wear them out and throw the ball sideline to sideline and make them run to catch them. And so we were trying to wear them out, and I think it worked out for us.
And the hurry-up offense is it's difficult for me on the sidelines to keep up. I can imagine it's hard for the opposing team to get back and get back lined up and then chase you guys around again.
Yeah, and that's what it's designed for, and that was why we went to the commitment of trying to play more kids, because we don't want to change the pace of our offense because of the inability for somebody to get in and play and be a substitute. That's why the kids are going to have to take the role and responsibility that they're going to improve and get better so we can continue the high pace, because it is going to work in our favor later on in the season.
Let's talk a little bit about Nick Castiller, your senior quarterback. Nick came in and really he had a great game, probably the first time ever where we've gone back and looked at the statistics and can't find anywhere that a quarterback has run for over 100 and thrown for over 200 in the same game. Of course, our statistics are sketchy back in the 60s and 70s, but you know, in recent times, that is going to be a school record right there. A great game by Nick, but again, he can get a lot better too.
Yeah, and you know, looking at the film and even out there the other night, you know, we were 10 for 24 or 10 for 25, I forget what it was.
Yeah.
And so that's under 50%.
Nick was, yeah.
Yeah, Nick was. Mm-hmm. And that's under 50%. And to be an efficient passer, you've got to be in the high 60s and low 70s to be an efficient passer. And that's what we're going to have to focus on. That's what we want Nick to focus on, because we're not going to be able to throw the deep ball like that. That just means that either we threw it short and broke tackles, or we threw it deep and had some long completions, because 10 for 25, and 200 something yards, yeah, they're getting yardage after, yeah, the catch or deep passes or something like that. When harder games is going to come up and championship level games, then we're going to have to be more efficient and take the 5, 6, 7 yarders and move the chain than we are the deep pass down there. So, you know, Nick played an outstanding game, and I was proud of him. He was excited. We all were excited as you were out there, for him to have over 200 yards in passing and then running the football. I mean, that's where we knew that that he was effective because we didn't do it in the Callaway scrimmage, simply because we didn't want Todd Central to see that we were reading things and that we were going to run our quarterback. So you know, and you have to give credit for the linemen for their blocking, and that's another area that I think we can get better and improve this week, and we're going to have to in order to be a better football team. But like I said all along, we're not a bad football team. We're pretty solid about all the way across. What's going to stop us this year is going to be our ability to make sure that we get the technique done properly and do it in a aggressive manner.
Mm-hmm. Your running backs, Dylan Hollis and Mason Myers. Mason carried the ball pretty well when Nick wasn't running in the first half. Mason had all the carries, but then Hollis, who didn't touch the ball the first half, had three carries for 91, including the 78-yard touchdown run. So he came in. There was some fresh legs for you that came in and outran Todd's otherwise pretty quick secondary.
You know, and that's what we talked about, a rotating a set of backs that can come in and they're getting some rest. But, you know, like I told Hollis, you know, is, you know, if I touch the ball three times and get 91 yards rushing, why don't you give me the ball six times and let me get 182? He's going to have to talk to the offensive coordinator about that. So, oh, no. But all joking aside, I mean, I thought it was super effort. You know, and even on that play right there, you see Gary McConnell out in front of him lead blocking from a guard spot. And so it takes that effort in order for that to happen. So, you know, we're pleased with it all the way around. We did what we thought we had to do, but we need to get better and improve our technique.
Speaking of Gary McConnell, there was one play, and I believe it was a touchdown run, where Gary was pulled and really set a pretty nice block, and we scored, I believe. Wasn't it on a touchdown?
Yeah, that's one of the plays I'm talking about, that he was out lead blocking.
He really laid the guy, nice block.
Pulled, and he was out lead blocking, and it showed. And that's the effort that we're going to have to take all the time, because we've got some work to do on our line. Going to the next level and attacking somebody instead of just stopping and watching. And we've got to commit ourselves that we're going to do that in order to be in a championship level.
And your receivers, you know, I thought they did a great job catching. I was trying to remember. I don't remember maybe one ball, one, maybe two, that was catchable that wasn't caught. But that's a good first outing. Cosby caught a pass. Hollis caught three. Tyler Coleman looked really good catching the ball, caught everything thrown his way, had four receptions. And Ethan Hunt had two receptions. So a really good outing for the receivers in what you want to be a possession
type. Yeah, and not only that, but Tyler Coleman throws the opening pass of the game in the double pass. So and it's completed.
Yeah.
And
Tyler caught another one on the extra point that doesn't go into the stats.
Doesn't go into it.
That he caught off his back hip. A nice catch.
Yep. Well, I mean, we knew, and again, you know, I just can't say how proud I am of Gary McConnell and Devin Hopper, who's now the two new ones that come out, and Gary played last year, but his commitment wasn't there, who now is there, and because of that has allowed us to move Tyler Coleman to put him in a position to where we can have success. And that's the very reason why we moved him to tight end, simply because we knew that he could catch the football. He was a good athlete, so it was a good move for us to do that, and it is all because of the change of attitude and the heart from two seniors right now that really want to have a great senior year, and is doing a good job.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what it's about. That's what I think that all this is about, is the commitment, the dedication, the desire to do something, and this is football, in order for them to be better people, and I think they are because of it.
And speaking of your people, Sean Thompson, it was his first time to be offensive coordinator. I noticed a lot of pacing. I think Zach Greenwald on the radio mentioned this too. You did a lot of pacing up and down the sideline. It's hard to turn it over.
Well, you know, I mean, it really is. I mean, think about it. After 25 years, 24 years of being a coordinator, and then turn it over.
Yeah.
Now, there was never any doubt in my mind that Sean would be the one to turn it over to, because he's very capable. And in fact, I went in yesterday. We had films, and the first thing that I told our coaches was, you know, thank you, because I had a goal to be a college coach, and now I feel like it. because I don't do anything. And so I thank them for making, you know, the last few years feel like that I'm a college coach. But really, I think that here's the thing. That all the coaches that we have right now are former players in this system, albeit a different look. It's all the same type of philosophy on what we're trying to accomplish, what we want to do, the program that we want to continue to have, and where we want to go. And so all the guys know that, and I think that they work that way. That they understand that, and by them being former players, they have a sense of pride for this program.
Mm-hmm. We get it. Yeah. Defensively, let's talk a little bit about defense. This was a pretty good outing for those guys. Gave up just 9 first downs during the game, while we had 17. Allowed 88 yards in rushing and 156 through the air on 12 of 18 passing. You got to go back and think too. They completed 4 or 5 passes on that last drive of the game when you guys had a lot of young players in, and they threw a lot of balls to I believe it was number 12 or number 14 called several. So that ran those numbers up quite a bit. So that's why they looked than they were.
I thought our defense played well. Again, I think there was a few technique issues that we have to work on. Because I think that we were out of position a couple times, defensive line, linebacker, secondary, all three, and it allowed them to get more yardage or do something, complete a pass or something like that. So we've got to get better at that, and we will get better. And again, it goes back to if we are going to win championship games, we got to improve our technique to not allow those things to happen. Because if you remember correctly, it's simply chasing a receiver down inside, and then they're throwing in the flat, and they break it free, and we were able to catch them. You know, you get quicker guys like that, we don't catch them, and that's a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And it's all because of a simple responsibility breakdown, and we have to make sure that we can't have those breakdowns.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, pretty good first outing. A 35-14 victory over Todd Central, Class 2A team. And I know you're going to get ready for Hopkins Central this week. That's a 4A team. But it's a team we've handled pretty well. And I know you'll be working on your game plan for them. And we'll see you out here Friday night. It's going to be Young Rockets night this week. So all the Young Rockets from middle school all the way down to flag football, the cheerleaders, anybody involved with the program, wear your uniforms, your jerseys, and get in free. So that's always a fun night.
Yeah, it's a fun night, Chris. And let me also mention, I had to mention this on the radio too, that September 11th is going to be a military and first responder recognition appreciation night. Rocket salute, Tiger salute to all those people, the military people that do things for our country and serve the community. And so what we want to do is please get with Tiffany Blazina here, who will have information, what you can do to help in our community and stuff like that. We really want to make it a big night because we want to show our appreciation for them. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that because I know that I want all those people to come, and they do a lot for us and they don't get recognized, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, looking forward to that night too. Okay, well, good luck, Coach Darnes, and congratulations on the season opening victory.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.